Hello, my people. How are you? This is your guy, Robert Omua, the Beacon Teacher. Now, today I attended a function and I felt it is the right thing to share with you today. I went for a Jiga eradication program. A friend of mine, a Yali alumni, invited me for a Jiga's eradication program in a place called Bunyore in Kenya. That's a few kilometers from Kisumu. And funnily enough, I had a very good time. When I entered there, I found a group of people, good-hearted people, having sat down, children, old people, women, and the look at their feet, the look at their hands, having been infested by this dreaded monster of a jiga, it was so sad, and I could tell from the look on those victims' faces that things had actually affected their brain, their IQ. And when you talk about jigas, these are very, very small worms or fleas that attack the legs and the hands, and they burrow into the skin and literally eat it up and make it look so bad. So in the confusion of everything, I got in and I felt I was late and I had something to do, but then I was given gloves and I asked the organizer where actually I could get in and just do something, because they had to, the feet had to be washed. And this even reminded me of the humble act Jesus did of just washing the feet of the disciples, because these people were actually touching the feet and just washing them. And this was so, so humbling. And I felt I should do something. So as soon as I put on the gloves, I was asked to move in and start washing. But unfortunately, at the same time as the program was ongoing, I also had to be called and give a speech on child protection. And if you check on my Facebook page or my Facebook, just click Robert Omua and you will see I've shared very, very graphic photos of what went down there. And what really touched my heart was the fact that this community was down to earth and they were ready to listen to methods of child safeguarding on how to keep children safe. And I must say that I was so humbled having to stand before those people, and funnily enough, I had my gloves on, and this was a very, very comical sight. But I think it added to the passing of the message, and I had to talk to the children and give them tidbits on how to keep themselves safe. And I also talked to the parents on how parenting has been an issue and what they actually need to do so that they can become a little bit better parents for their children. And I capped it all by singing the Private Part song, which visibly amused all of them, and they really liked it, and I liked it too as they sang, and children, old people, young people, youth sang the song, and they were touching different parts of their bodies, and I was very, very fulfilled, because this was showing me that we have hit the mark. So I must say that that was a very, very fulfilling activity. After that, we had sessions where I was taken to the pond where the Village to Global Foundation actually was partnering with an organization to plant, so to speak, spirulina. And I also got to learn how spirulina, this algae, can be of very, very importance to us in Africa, and definitely grappling with the issues of of malnutrition, and I loved that idea. I was also taken round by Zacchaeus Ogonji, who is this Young African Leadership Initiative alumni, to another of their project where their chicken farm. And I must say, this young man is doing a great job. Zacchaeus Ogonji, Village Global Foundation, Village Global School. Young man, you're doing great. You're doing great. And we can only say that let this story replicate in Africa. Let this story replicate in Africa. And at the end of it all, as usual, they took tea. This community likes tea. So they took tea, and the number of people in the function tripled. You can imagine now, though, three times more people in the function. And all in all, the messages were passed, the jigger was relocated, and I also met some young people doing great job there. So thank you very much. That was a nice day, day well spent, and may God bless you. Thank you very much for listening, and keep it here.